It's all happening. Maz and Beck from Maths joins us now. Hello, Beck.
Hey, Beck.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, I've got a headache, and it's from all the contestants of Married at First Sight. There is so much going on in the final week of this show. It's outrageous.
Yeah, look, it gives me a headache as well.
Let's go straight from the top here, Maz, with this audio from the episode this week where Beck makes a call to Sam to quiz Sam about Bryce and his secret girlfriend outside of the show.
Hello, Sam speaking.
Sam! It's Beck.
Oh, Beck! What's going on? Oh, my God, aren't you at a dinner party?
I am at a dinner party. You're on speaker.
Hey, Sam!
We're actually just giving you a call because Bryce and Melissa actually haven't turned up. We're really wondering, do you have any other information on what's going on?
I haven't. So basically Bryce has been on the phone to everyone today and just basically told everyone to shut up. I think it's just Bryce is just in defense mode.
Damage control. Wow.
And that's coming from Bryce's best mate, Jason Rose, not from me.
Ooh, okay. Well, there you go. Now, look, we know Jason Rose ourselves. He works for our company, but we don't know all the details. We're hoping you do, Beck. What is the update? What's the latest?
Like as of today?
Yeah, as of today.
Yeah, can we get like a live update?
Yeah. Real time, like real life.
This story changes every 5 minutes, so a live update would be really appreciated.
Yeah, look, I think the editors could have done a bit of a better job with this one. However, I can only speak of what I know, and all I knew is that there was a gift, and then that gift for the girl ended up turning into a girlfriend, and then it turned into a girl actually waiting for him to finish the show and stay together, and that everyone knew about it and was common knowledge in Canberra. So...
Okay, so this isn't he said, she said, this is, you've got evidence that this is the case, and we're talking about Bryce, I'm just clarifying.
Yeah, so, look, I think a lot will come out post-show to what that looks like, but, look, I think this girl, there's a lot of money held over her head right now to come out with the truth, and I don't see why she wouldn't take it.
So why is this mystery girl remaining so quiet?
From what we understand, there was kind of some threats maybe made and, you know, not wanting to, like, ruin someone's career and things like that as well. But, yeah, we'll have to wait and see what happens, I guess.
So can I just clarify, because, again, there's a lot happening, Beck. Did Bryce at one point accuse you of having a secret boyfriend outside of filming?
Yeah, so as soon as this kind of started coming up, then Bryce started accusing me.
Okay. Oh, so when you... Okay, I get it. So when you sort of mentioned that maybe he had a girlfriend on the side, then he accused you of having a boyfriend on the side.
Post-show.
Right. Okay. And so what's your take? I mean, because you and Bryce seem to be the most talked about in the last week or so.
Even though you're not together.
No, you're not. It's just you're both there at the same time. But, I mean, so what's your take on Bryce? Like, do you just think he's a compulsive liar? What's your take on the guy?
Yeah, look, I do think he's a compulsive liar. I think what's happened with Bryce is he took the route of let's try to cover up my lies, and I think everyone knows how that story ends. You kind of can't keep up with your own lies.
Right.
And you start to crumble a fair bit. So I think he then just started taking the direction of deflecting and making up rumours and saying other things, because he's actually even taken the radio to say now that there was a present and a group was buying it. And I'm just like, look, I'm going to buy you a whiteboard. We're going to get a permanent marker and we're going to write down every lie so you can just keep up with where you're at.
Well, here's what I know about Bryce. I met Bryce in Canberra around this time, and he did tell me he was going to be on the show Maths. He told me within the first couple of minutes of meeting him, and I thought it was strange because at the time he was there with a girl. There was a girl.
Melissa.
No, not Melissa, because they were filming the show, and he was there with a girl, and there was a lot of talk about him even being engaged at one point. and whether he was still going to be with her. And then there was another girl. It was all very discussed and, talked about. But I didn't know really what to make of it, because I'm like, well, if you're going on maths, then what are you doing here with
that girl,
this chick now that's come to Canberra to stay with you and see you? So I don't know. Does he just string them along, or what does he do, Bec?
Yeah, look, I think even watching his behaviour back with Melissa, he's very good at, I guess, either playing the victim or just kind of manipulating to get what he wants. However, I do really think that it was too good to pass up for him, especially being in radio and seeing the exposure previous contestants had got. But then he also wanted to have his cake and eat it too, and I think that's where he's fallen short, and he's came out the other end not looking so great.
Beg, what are your thoughts for Melissa during, I know there's a lot of focus on Bryce and his behaviour, and if he, if he outside of the experiment does have a girlfriend, what does this all point to for Melissa at this stage where she's married to this guy on this show and it's finals week and there might be some vows at the end of the week between those two?
Yeah, look, I think Melissa, like, the experiment is so unique. Like, unless you go through it, when you watch back, it's heavily fabricated. So I know it's feeling for Melissa, but she is a big girl and she does get to make her own decisions, in this relationship regardless.
Sure.
The only thing I hope for is, I know my truth and what I heard. I'd just love to write, own it and be honest, because that's the foundation of any relationship in my eyes. Like, if you've made mistakes, so be it. But just be honest about it and move forward.
Well, I hear they're still together after the show. I hear they're going strong. I mean, Bryce even posted a pic of them together. So I hear that. Do you think they'll last if they are still together?
Look, I think if none of this came out, they would not have lasted. I think someone's trying to save face here, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, look, we do have Bryce on the show this week, so we can put all this to him. And, Bec, I feel like we've just spoken to you about Bryce.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to ask about yourself. How are you travelling in finale week? I mean, it's all coming to an end now. What's the experience been like for you?
Yeah, look, it's been really hard to watch back, to be honest. There's so many hours of footage, you never know really what's going to get shown. But then to see what's shown and the storyline they've chosen to go with, I think that's publicly apologise. I think everyone's over Bryce's storyline. Maybe we weren't giving enough drama. However, even to see that edited and fabricated the way it is kind of destroys the experience for us. I do wish that I was talking about what everyone's seen and how I was actually feeling rather than piecing the story together.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, it's been quite hard.
The phone line's not amazing. Did you say you kind of expect an apology from the producers of the show?
Yeah, to Australia for changing, making storyline about just Bryce.
Right.
That's not what the show is about. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. And what about to yourselves as contestants? I mean, what do they do? We've chatted to a few people about this, but did they offer you guys psychologists or anyone that you can talk to? How long's that on offer after the show? Where do you sit with that?
Yeah, so there is an on-site psychologist that you can contact. She is she's hired by the production company, however. So, look, to say if it helps, we're quite gagged with our contracts at the moment.
Right.
But I would recommend no one going on the show.
Wow.
Oof. Okay.
Well, not a glowing review.
So not doing it again by the sound of things. And they are doing another season, right? It's coming back.
Yeah, it looks like it might be coming back, but hopefully the Australian public have a bit of feedback to give and they take it on board.
Okay.
Be warned from Bec.
Hey, thanks for being honest.
Yeah.
That's right. That's me. Honest is best policy.
Yeah, we love it. We love it. And Bryce says the same thing, believe it or not. We just don't know if he's telling the truth.
Tokyo.
Oh, Bec, thanks so much for joining us. Finale week. It's all going to be done and dusted soon, and you can ride off into that math sunset. Yeah, happy days.
Good on you, babe.
See you, mate.
See ya.
Bye.